Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Patrick Gracie for The Canopy Group. Your kids are back in school, and when they get home, they do their homework, or they're supposed to do their homework. Why don't you do your homework? You have been with that same home and auto insurance company that has only one agent who represents only one insurance company for years. You deserve options. Let's face it, your insurance needs change as the years go by. Insurance companies' rates certainly change as the years go by. That is why the Canopy Group provides you with 16 options, not one, 16. Don't tell your kids, but you can outsource your homework to the Canopy Group. They will teach you how they find the best insurance coverage for the best price, not only today, but each and every year. Contact the Canopy Group at 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and let them do the homework for you.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Plenty of reason to be unchained this Monday, Patrick Royce. What the hell was that at U.S. Bank Stadium?
I discovered last night that you can watch a complete World Series game and a complete NFL game simultaneously. As I said on Twitter, you watch a pitch, you change channels, and 40 seconds later, you know, after the NFL team runs a play, you turn back and there's maybe another pitch. Maybe another pitch, maybe not. God. So somebody reported that the third inning and the second quarter took exactly the same amount of time.
I buy that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, there was one Adam Duvall bat, and we got to get to the Vikings, obviously, but 12 pitches. Honest to God, I saw him come to the plate and take ball one, and I watched 5 minutes of the Viking game, and he was fouling off pitch number 10, and then he fouled off two more. And I think it was the third quarter break, or it might have been a timeout on the end of it. So I got to see those, but the last three pitches were 2 minutes. And it was unbelievable.
I checked out the score. I think we were at third quarter of the football game. I checked out the score of the baseball game at 9. It was like 9:35.
Halftime of the Viking game occurred about 30 seconds before the end of the third inning.
Okay. It was, when I looked, fifth inning, and we were in the second half, and I think it was like 9:45.
Yes, yeah. It's unbelievable. Suicide.
How does anybody do it?
They're committing suicide 4 hours even last night.
How do you do it?
You must
really love that
sport.
They
got their rules. They got their, where's the, 20 seconds. Make them do it. Don't let the guy leave the box. Let's go. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yep.
What in the hell was that last night?
This is Royce Unchained, not Zolgad Unchained.
What was it? What were they trying to accomplish? What? You know, I said this earlier today. You script the plays, right, to start the game? Yeah. Well, why don't you go back to the script and do it again? Why don't you do it again? What do you got to change for? If it works, if you go down the field and say, hey, those plays work, here, use them again. You know, maybe mix up the order a little bit, but use them again. What the hell? It was unbelievable. If you're a Viking fan and don't want to throw up
and are completely disgusted. And anyone who's making excuses for him is a complete fraud, because that guy had no intention not to stink last night. Cooper Rush started off the game. He was terrified.
Yes.
He was absolutely terrified. His first few throws were like 4 yard. He was afraid to throw the ball more than 46 inches down the field. And he was unbelievable. And all of a sudden, they saw, well, gee, can, you know, when he got to the sideline in about the middle of the second quarter, they said, you know, if you can throw one like 7 yards, they're not going to cover it. They're going to let the cornerback. All you got to do is
catch anything.
All you got to do is just look out there and throw to that guy.
Yep.
And then the busted coverage on the long one was unbelievable. But the guy was, you know, he was the quarterback against the Minnesota Gophers as recently as December 2015. And in that time, he'd thrown one NFL pass.
Motor City Bowl, right?
Yeah, Central Michigan. He lost to the valiant 5-7 Gophers. Terry C. Clay's 5-7 Gophers, who got into the game because they didn't have enough bowl teams. Remember,
yes.
they had to hustle up on some
academic.
Well, they had better academics than the other 5-7 teams. That's why they played that game. He was the quarterback. He was the quarterback, and here he is, 27 years old. You're playing at home Monday night. You got 66,000 drunks in there, 10,000 of them who must have been Cowboy fans from listening to the audience.
Easy, 10,000.
But, I mean, I don't get it. Why do you not try to accomplish something? Why don't you get the strength of this team is their receiving core, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throw the ball to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, roll them out, do something. It wasn't like it was under horrendous pressure. Jefferson and Thielen, run a crossing pattern. Do something. Throw to either one of them anywhere near them. They'll catch it. K.J. Osborne, sneak him out there. The tight end is even good now. You know, he's making
Conklin, made a great catch on that route.
What are they doing? What is the deal? Who's terrified? Zim?
I think Zimmer, the quarterback, and the coordinator.
Yeah, now,
in that order,
do you believe that all the dump-offs were on Cousins?
I believe that when he realized that they were going to get consistent pressure, he starts to see ghosts. And so, yes, he starts to dump the ball off. But nobody, seemingly what they don't do is they don't say, okay, they're getting some pressure. What can we do?
Yes.
Like, what can we do? Because we have Justin Jefferson, who, by the way, on the scripted first series, was targeted, at least once, if not twice. They had throw a bleeping pass, and then they just forgot about him.
Yes.
After the second series, when he didn't catch that go route, he was just gone. He's four targets, Pat.
Yeah, and the last time they played a debacle like this, too. Right?
Four targets.
Well, it's he's got to be. And the little redneck from Detroit Lakes didn't pull any punches after the game, basically.
No, he definitely took a shot to coach.
He was ripping Zim.
Yep.
And I thought Cousins was ripping Zim, too, with the timeout
thing.
I'll let Zim handle
Thielen that. And Cousins definitely decided to go somewhat passive-aggressive with that. Because Kirk was being passive-aggressive.
Thielen
was being more up front.
Thielen was aggressive. He basically said, I don't know what coach is doing.
But if you're Kirk and you're going to take that path, then just say, look, I'm not allowed to call timeouts.
Yes. Yeah. Or something like
that. Just go frontal.
Yeah.
Who cares at this point in time?
But 1 out of 13 on third downs, how many of those were pass completions below the sticks?
Oh, Phil had that stat.
Yeah, like 4, 5?
Yeah, I think it was... Was it 5 decks?
Yeah, it was
below the
high. And only 3 passes, Pat, 15 yards in the air for Kirk.
The whole game?
The whole game. Attempted.
Yeah, and wow. I think 2 of them were on the first 2 series.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because the touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 3 of them, Dex. Mm-hmm. Conklin, Thielen, touchdown, and the attempt to Jefferson on the go route down the sideline.
So that's is that three. Him or the other guy? Is that him or the what they're
I
telling him
I would
to
like
do?
To know. I think, I'm telling you, I think it's a combination. I'm Mike, but the thing that drives you crazy is you're right. The other thing, you're playing Cooper Rush, right? You're yes. playing Cooper Rush, and you tell your corners because you're scared to, because they're not that good. You tell them, let the receivers catch everything. Just make sure that the receiver doesn't get by you. But that was including like 18-yard completions, Pat.
And that gave him some assurance
yes.
that he wasn't a complete inept bum,
yep.
which is what he was at the start.
And when Hunter got hurt, they couldn't get pressure. And once they yeah. can't get pressure, it's last year all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that Breland is terrible.
yes.
He literally bobbled that ball to Cooper.
Yes, he
Amari
did.
Cooper. He bobbled it to him.
That was their own. Dishman. That was the your own Minneapolis miracle, though. That
it
play
was, it was Dishman, but he hadn't. The only difference was Dishman fell down.
Everybody's saying that, they had him stopped and they missed three tackles on Zeke. Well, that's what Zeke do. That's why he's getting right. paid like that.
And Anthony yeah. Barr is supposed to be able to tackle him.
Yes, he is.
But Zim also called the back-to-back timeouts, which got them five more yards. like, they're just, it's done. It's over. I'm done with it.
The only thing is, and I said this again on Twitter, I was up all night basically tweeting. I couldn't sleep because it was so wonderfully inept. There's still 10 games left with yep. with the added playoff spot and the added game.
Yep.
It's not going to be over till
no, they could back
after,
in.
It, you know, early in December.
The conference is not good.
No, you get
they could get
you
the
got one
seed.
Left with Detroit.
I still fire them.
You got one left with Detroit, two left with the Bears. A few other inept teams, too, right? And the schedule gets easier after the Packers, right?
Yeah, San Francisco's next, which is going to be weird because they're not good, but you're not really good.
You know what's weird about them? They've played much better on the road than at home. They've yeah. been bad at home. Their home games have been, what? The Detroit thing was terrible.
Oh, the Vikings.
Vikings home
game. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, the Detroit game was a complete embarrassment. Cleveland was terrible.
Cleveland was terrible in this one. Are those the only three home
Seattle.
Games? Okay, Seattle.
And they beat Seattle handily.
Seattle, they did beat Seattle.
But, yeah, okay. Cleveland was a and they made Cleveland look great, and Cleveland has proven since they are not great.
Plus, Cleveland has given up 40. Yeah. They gave up 10 here. They're giving up 40. Yep. I don't – why did we get on the all-new Kirk playing at an MVP level? I mean, he had a couple of good games.
Yeah, because he led some.
He used to have some good games. Even when he was bad, he was.
Because he never leads comebacks, and he finally led, what, back to back? And if they had missed a field goal in Arizona, three of them. And Kirk yeah. looked like. But Kirk last night looked like primetime Kirk again.
He did.
He looked afraid.
Yeah, he was terrible. That's right. He had a primetime win this year, though, right? Or last year.
Last year or the year before. He finally had one.
Yeah. Well, he did look like primetime.
But he looked like, yeah, he was absolutely, he definitely sees ghosts. Once he sees pressure, it gets in his head,
okay.
and he's screwed.
You get yourself downtown about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You spend all this money to go to the Viking games. You yep. got four tickets. You're there with you either got the wife and another couple, and you're hammered, and the other husband's hammered, and maybe one of the gals are hammered, and they got a designated driver. Or you're all there, you're all hammered,
yep.
right?
Yep, yep.
You spend the whole day drinking. You get in there, you do the skull crap
yep.
and all that other nonsense. And this is your reward?
Yeah, that's
this
what
is
I said,
your
yeah.
reward?
Yes.
Get me the hell out of here. I'm yep. never going to another game. I just spent a whole Sunday, wasted my whole Sunday,
well,
spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars for this.
And you're in the parking lot drinking your 12th beer, and here the Cooper Rush is going to start instead
yeah,
of that.
Yay!
So
yeah,
that Cooper Rush, we got this in the yeah. bag. This is going to be an
What's
easy win.
What's the score of Dak plays?
Oh.
Well, they would have had to open it up offensively, so they might have scored a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, but I think Dallas, against that defense, I think Dallas puts up.
Once Hunter got hurt, they
30,
might have got late high 30s at
38-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. If Dak played, it was.
I mean, if Dak played, it would have been. Cooper Rush threw passes at times that were headed towards the sideline, and I have no idea what the idea was.
And how would you like? Was. How would you like to be Randy Gregory? The NFL.
Oh God!
Can't wait to suspend him. Right? None of those penalties were penalties.
Well, that's the thing too, though.
None of them were penalties.
I tweeted that I don't want to hear any Minnesota sports fan for the next month complain again about we're getting screwed by somebody.
Because the roughing the passer wasn't, but it was Randy Gregory. The one on the sideline, you know, it's the guy's, he hits him 1 second after he steps out of bounds.
Yep.
And the other one, our guy's pushing the guy, trying to push the guy in the end zone.
The Bradbury one? Oh.
Yeah, and he pulls him off there, and they call another penalty on him. How would you like to be him? The league hates the fact that he's in the league, right?
Yes.
With his background. And they drove him down the field, and then the idiots still didn't score
That's
a touchdown.
What I was going to say. Have you ever seen a team rewarded?
33 yards in penalties.
Yes, and the Cowboys and the officials were conspiring to make sure the Vikings won.
Yes.
And they still didn't score a touchdown.
I am the only man in America who feels sorry for Randy Gregory because the league was out to get him. And who was that official? What an officious jackass he is who can't wait to call penalties.
Let's see. Who was the...
I don't know. He's not one of them. He's as bad as that Hockley guy. What can we...
Oh, Ed's kid?
Yeah.
Well, Ed's kid is carrying on the great tradition.
Ed's kid is the worst. Ed's kid is
the referee worst. Was Scott Novak.
Scott Novak. He loves calling penalties, man. God, I hate these officials in that league.
Well, you know what they're doing?
When in doubt, don't call it.
But you know what they're doing, Pat? They're making up, and I actually heard a discussion about this with a former official. He said what they're doing is they're making up for last year because of the pandemic and all the crap. They didn't do their jobs as thoroughly as they felt that they should have.
They didn't call holding.
They didn't call, right. But now they're saying, well, we shouldn't have done
that.
We
got to get back.
Yeah. So they're trying to make amends and get back to how they were. The only problem is 2020 was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
We're back to every play, every big play, you have to scan the field.
Well, it's almost gotten to the point with the roughing penalties and all these, and I'm certainly not a guy who wants to watch more penalties called or more reviews, but you got to look at those. 15 yards. It keeps a drive going. You got to look at that.
Oh, yeah, and the Cousins one was.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a penalty. Yeah, it was. It's Randy Gregory, so we're going to call something. So, anyway, it was a catastrophe defeat. Did you see the little radio TV moment when Ziggy's frantically texting?
I saw the GIF or the GIF of it last night when I got home.
It looked to me like he's sending Spielman a message. Yeah. If we lose this game, you're all gone.
What the hell are you guys doing?
He wasn't tweeting out congratulations or I hope you enjoying the game. They were ahead then, I think. But it was precarious.
When Ziggy gets the true red ass, it's great fun.
It is.
Because the problem now is Zim now is to the point of glum Zim.
Yeah.
So this isn't fun.
No.
Because he's not upset now. He's devastated by this. But when Ziggy gets really mad and the face turns red and the hair stands up, that's prime Ziggy.
Zim has known from the opening loss, when I watch him on the sideline, Zim's knowing that without a playoff season, he's gone. And now after last night, he might know that he might get one more game. He might be gone. These guys will fire you mid-season. They've proved that. They'll fire you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care if they do now because there is no one to replace him and they're going nowhere. But
maybe they figure Andre Patterson can get some the rally around him a little more. But you still got Kubiak calling the plays.
You know what, though? You know why I don't want that? Because of the Leslie Frazier thing. Because the Wilfs get so excited by any success that if Andre Patterson, if the players are like, yay, Zim's gone, we're gonna work our play. I have very big concerns that they will be like, Andre Patterson, look at what he did.
Well, okay, if Hunter has the peck,
yeah,
the way it sounds.
So he'll be done.
So you don't have him. Then poor old Everson Griffin, who came in here to be your pass rusher and has been great.
Right.
All of a sudden, he's the guy. He's going to get double teamed,
yeah,
if he's having a, you know, one of those games. All of a sudden, instead of, boy, what a nice little bonus this is, you need him. You need him if Hunter's hurt.
Yeah.
Anthony Barr, by the way. The worst mistake they ever made, giving him all that money. They could have gotten, you
well,
know,
they could have cut him after,
I know,
last year. Why redo his contract? Just say it's done.
Yeah.
They could have just said, hey, dude, thank you. Bye.
What a day in the NFL, though. Derrick Henry's hurt. Yeah. Bad foot. Might have a broken foot. You see who they're bringing in?
Adrian Peterson. He's only 36.
Adrian saw on the internet that,
yep,
Henry might be hurt. He was on the phone, man,
you know,
to
why?
Anybody he could get.
Adrian needs the money.
He needs the money.
He's scheduled to be doing, I think, in the next month or so, an autograph signing at Ridgedale.
Really?
Yes.
And he'll probably sign saying, you got to let me go to Minnesota on a Saturday to
so
sign
I can make the extra.
So I can make another $25,000 or something.
Yep, I saw that, though. They're going to bring in, can you imagine, Adrian? It's just, come on.
Is there anybody in the league, I mean, Rodgers and some of these guys, but that everything is built around like Henry? And here's the thing, has he gotten paid already? Did they pay him?
You know what? I'm going to look.
I wonder if he got his second contract. And this is his.
Oh.
And he hasn't got it because they won't pay him.
No.
They'll ride him into the playoffs for 4 years and then they won't pay him.
Yes, yes, yes.
He did get paid
4 years, $50 million, 12 to sign, 25.5 guaranteed. So, yes, he got paid.
But he took 50?
4 years, 50. That's the contract.
If he's a left tackle, he's making 110.
Oh yeah, he's a running back.
Yeah,
they are.
They should form their own union.
Yeah, they deserve to be screwed. They deserve to be screwed.
Yeah, who?
Backs, running backs deserve to be screwed. It's a position where you can just find guys.
Right? I know, but when you build your whole operation around a guy, he should make more than a puny 20 million guaranteed. When you're getting Riley Reiff got more money than that, for God's
become
sake.
A lineman.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
don't be a running back.
That's too bad. It was and then my guy Jameis gets hurt.
Yep.
So
did you see him dancing?
Yeah,
on crutches.
On his crutches.
That's my favorite picture of the season.
Mm-hmm.
There's like what a party post game locker room deal, and there's like a strobe light or something. You can see it's like the lights are, and the next thing you see is these crutches flailing around, and he's smiling and laughing.
Trevor Siemian, former Viking great. How much did he get to play here? He was 17.
He didn't, right?
He
was in 18. He was Kirk's backup for one year.
Kirk's backup, didn't play at all.
Didn't play at all in 17, or 18,
I looked it up.
Yep.
Their backup is Ian Book. The Notre Dame kid who was hander offer, basically.
Yes.
So, what do you think? Is Peyton on the phone with Drew Brees today? Saying
he supposedly said, I'm not coming back.
He did. He's already been asked.
I think NBC, during his Sunday night deal, asked him last night, and he said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
I don't know.
Brett Favre called and said, well, Austin has something left in tank.
Mississippi isn't
very far. Right by there.
Mississippi isn't very far away.
Grew up a Saints fan.
Yes.
Fulfill that lifelong dream at the tender age of 52.
Oh, I had that same thought. What is he, 47?
I mean, Sean,
now?
I could play a little bit, I think, still.
What is he, 47? He's
Favre?
Yeah.
No, he's my age. He's 52.
Oh, well, then that might be a little old.
Hey, come on. George Blanda, Tom Brady?
How about the Saints, though? Brady, they give... I watched the end of that game. Peyton,
did you see the
interception? Down. They're down in a position to kick a field goal and get the clock down to about 30 seconds, and he throws three passes.
I know. I have no idea.
And then he kicks the field goal anyway, and then they pick off Brady. So that was
these guys are crazy, though, Pat. I don't under the clock management. I don't understand.
Yeah, there you want to. You know, I don't want to give the ball to Brady with more than 25 seconds for the field goal, but you could have gotten it down to nothing with no timeouts left.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. The boys, or whoever was doing the game, were ripping them pretty good.
I don't want any quarterback now in this day and age to get the ball with time left because I am afraid that the refs will call a PI. Because all you have to do is chuck the ball up and Wentz, somebody glance.
Wentz, yeah, yes. The guy ran it. The guy stopped and the guy accidentally ran into him and put it on the one.
I know. That's my point. But, you know, if you got Kirk and Kirk is smart and Kirk throws it downfield, I don't care if he can complete the pass or not. If Thielen or Jefferson get grabbed, they might throw a flag.
Yeah, but Viking fans are still mad that on that semi-Hail Mary that Thielen got pulled down, they didn't call it.
Yeah, against the Browns. Yeah. You're right.
So, which, if ever a team deserved to lose, it was them. Yeah, it was. Luckily, we got the Gophers. By the way, Zim would love to be coaching that Gopher team, wouldn't it?
Oh, God.
Throw about eight passes.
You see that offensive line?
Yeah.
You see that line?
Out of them. And, you know, I'm wondering if the Gophers offensive line has played more college games than the Vikings offensive line has played NFL games.
Connor Olson, correct? The guard who's going to be a doctor. He has started, I think he started his 53rd consecutive game on Saturday.
Gopher record, right?
No Viking lineman has started as many games in the National Football League.
Offensive lineman.
I believe O'Neal's at like 52-48.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
And
no one else is close.
Yeah.
Bradbury wasn't close.
And Andres is, he's got to be in the 40s, doesn't
he? Yes.
Yeah. And I think Randball told me that age-wise, the Vikings off starting offensive line, and that was before Darisaw, 1 year older than the 1 year older per man than Gophers offensive line.
I buy that.
And, you know, they're taking advantage of probably the easiest schedule a Gopher football team has ever played.
And the Big Ten West is awful, but good for them.
Yeah, what the hell?
Who cares?
Well, you go down, you know Northwestern's not very good, and then Northwestern says, here's a touchdown on the first play of the game, and it's over. It's over then.
They're so bad that Fitzgerald doesn't get mad.
Yeah.
He never got mad once.
Mm-hmm.
They're awful.
Yeah. And wasn't there a rumor that some NFL team was interested? Who
Bears.
Was it? The Bears?
The Bears were interested in him.
Well, the Bears are going to have an opening.
Yeah.
That guy ain't surviving. Jesus, they're terrible.
Nor should he.
Yeah, that's the one thing about them. They got three. I don't know. I know they go to Chicago. They get beat all the time, and they just got beat by Cooper Rush. But the Bears are terrible. And now Max hurt. He's not playing the rest of the year. He's going to take.
Of course.
He's Anthony Barr. He's going to take the rest of the year off if he
Wouldn't
can.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, what the hell? They'll be bailing
Matt
left and Nagy's right.
Matt Nagy's your coach. I'd be taking the rest of the year off, too.
So they got those two, and they got the Lions.
Yep.
That's three. How about the poor Lions sap? 44.
What the hell was that?
40. It was. All right. This trying has done us no good. The hell with it. How would he like to bet at Ford Field yesterday and hear that crowd?
Oh, I would have loved it.
Which probably started at 38,000 and ended up at 5, you know.
Thanksgiving Day could be great fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game, especially when Detroit's
when
awful.
When they're mad.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
When they're mad. I've been there. I was there the day that, I've told you this before, that they put up 60 yards against the Vikings. The game lasted about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Burnsy just did this, you know, once he was clear that they couldn't do anything.
Right.
The Vikings ran the ball the whole game. They don't give, you know, everybody talks about the worst franchises in sports, the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are patsy. The Timberwolves are just rotten. The Lions are something way below rotten. I don't know. It's words that can't be said in public. Not only not on radio, can't be said in public.
How do you go from Matt Patricia to Dan Campbell, too?
I don't know.
Turn it around. Okay.
They never hire. And the poor guy, Rod Marinelli, who's a good defensive coach, but you could see from day one he wasn't a leader of men.
No.
You know?
Jim Caldwell, actually, in retrospect, yes. who's not that good,
no.
was great.
Yeah.
He's the Lombardi.
Even the guy that got fired, the crazy man defensive coordinator, at least, you know, they sniffed 8-8 once in a while, didn't they? I mean, it's having them in your division is what? The equivalent of having Vanderbilt in the SEC East, right?
Yes. But poor Dan Campbell cried here. And now we know why, because that's as close as they might get in 17 games to winning one.
Yeah. Who runs that team now? Who's their GM? Well, who's the GM? Do you know? Have any
they
idea?
Actually gave a bunch of power to Spielman's brother, Chris.
Oh.
And brought him back. I don't know who their GM is now, but I mean.
I used to get Rob Parker on, who's.
Oh, he's
made a career of bashing the Lions. Mm-hmm. He just he's out in L.A., I think.
Yeah, but he's on Fox Sports Radio.
But he still will call it at a drop of a hat, he'll come out and dip 10 minutes of Lions hate.
It's too easy, though, Pat.
Yeah, it is. As a columnist there, every column I ever saw he wrote was about how bad the Lions stink. You know, it's just amazing.
How do you not accidentally, with all those draft picks, trip into like a period of being
relevant? Well, they had the one session where they decided like 3 years in a row they were drafted to the top five, and they took wide receivers, Charles Rogers and Johnson was
Calvin
great.
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. But then they turn and then they take another one. And
How did the whole Stafford thing not work out for a extended period of time?
I don't know. One thing before we forget it, did you see the always available new coach of TCU?
It's incredible.
His best friend, Jerry Kill's, walking over his.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Jerry Kill, I'll take that job.
Remember the Gary?
Yes, Gary Pagan, yes.
TCU played here. It was all Jerry. And he went to Kansas. He went to Kansas, right? Or Kansas State.
Kansas State, Rutgers.
He started at Rutgers. Did he leave? He was the Southern Illinois Athletic Director.
Yep.
And then, after he quit Rutgers, he went to Southern Illinois, right?
And he quit Rutgers then because the OC job was too much again health-wise,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. That's what he said. I remember interviewing him. He was in the car. He and his wife were driving back to Illinois. They got this place down in the Lake Country of Illinois, nice thing. And then he went to Kansas State, right?
Yes, and he was
Kansas State.
Overseer of some.
And then he went to Virginia Tech.
Yep.
And got Clays to come out there.
Yep.
And then he went to TCU to be with his buddy Patterson.
And Clays retired, right?
Clays didn't do anything. He got fired. He left Virginia Tech. He got fired at Washington State.
Yep.
And then he went to Virginia Tech. And that guy's going to get fired this year. He's Justin Fuente or whatever his name is. He's going to get fired. But Clays left him.
But how is Jerry doing this? I thought he was, seriously, I thought the health problems were too insurmountable.
I would guess this is indeed interim.
Surprised he took it on that.
He's probably trying to finagle his way into a liaison with the new coach and the athletic director job or something at TCU. But
I did see it, though, yesterday, and I thought, it's never going to end.
No, he's got four left. What if they go 3-1?
Yeah.
What if they knock off somebody?
And then he tries. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
His poor wife.
Yeah.
That poor lady.
She's a great gal. I know her. Yeah. I like the guy, but he's a thin-skinned. He's a thin-skinned guy, and he's never forgiven himself for walking away from that contract because he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
But he got pouty because things weren't going well.
Right.
You know, Kent State game, remember when he had to apologize for the 10-7 victory?
Yep.
I must not be a good coach. And then he was.
Yep.
And then he got crushed by somebody. I can't remember. And then he quit. And I'm sure he was having some health problems, but I don't think I think he spent the rest of his life saying, why didn't I just take two games off? you know,
mm-hmm.
let him get this thing under control instead of.
Well, and then he got replaced by Fleck, who he despises.
Yeah, he does despise him. Eight. I think he walked away from $8 million.
Yeah.
So that'll get your attention. You know.
Why are college football coaches so thin-skinned?
Don't know.
Because Fleck's the same way. Just incredibly thin-skinned.
Yeah. But he takes full responsibility, except he won't tell us for what.
Well, that's what Zim did yesterday.
Yeah.
I take full responsibility for calling those back-to-back timeouts, but the referee shouldn't have allowed it, and somebody told me in my headset to call it.
Call a timeout.
I take full responsibility.
Yes, I take full responsibility.
Other than two people who screwed me.
So the legend is the referee, the officials are supposed to say, no, you don't
have
to
ignore,
one.
They're supposed to, well, no, he had one, but you can't call him back-to-back. So they're supposed to ignore the request for the second one, unless they blow a whistle, in which case it becomes a penalty.
The ref, whoever the official there was that heard it, didn't immediately strike his mind that
he's supposed to ignore it.
He was supposed to ignore it, but. But you know.
That's not his. I mean,
no,
I'm not going to blame him.
Because they had a long break. And,
yeah.
You know.
And the officials had spent the previous, portion of the game trying to give the game to the Vikings.
Yes, right. Yeah. Randy, I thought for sure when there was that hit on the sideline by another guy.
I did too.
That they were going to give the Vikings
I was waiting for the flag to go flying.
We're going to get you in that end zone if it kills us. You know who was the most surprised man in the arena? Jerry. In the press.
Oh, was he?
Jerry never thought. They showed Jerry.
Jerry Sweep.
He never thought they had a chance to win that game. And all of a sudden, there's Cooper throwing the, you know, he threw a nice fade pass there.
It was a very nice pass.
Yeah.
But Cam Dantzler and Bashaud Breeland stink.
Yeah, that's an issue.
So Cooper Rush won. Mike White with the Jets won.
400 yards.
Who used to be Cooper Rush's backup. He was the third string guy in Dallas.
They were both in Dallas?
They were both in Dallas at one point.
And White was...
And White was behind Cooper Rush.
They're not both from Central Michigan, are they? There was some other connection.
I don't think so.
There was some other connection. No, White is from... What did I hear? That some goofy connection between those two guys. Beyond that, he succeeded him someplace.
But as Sid used to say, it is a crazy league.
Crazy league.
Mike White's South Florida and Western Kentucky University.
Okay. All right.
Fifth round pick, though, by Dallas in 2018.
That wasn't it. So, anyhow, it was. I got a few other things on my mind that are upsetting me. In addition to the length of baseball games, you know Terry Robbins. We love Terry Robbins.
Oh.
Terry's hanky lady.
Yes.
We are now 35 years removed from the hankies, right? 1987, 34 years.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
Sit down and watch the bleeping ball game. And if something happens, stand up. Those idiots in Atlanta started standing up in the second inning and never, if I'm paying that much money for a seat, sit down. There should be a rule that on your ticket, it should say no standing unless.
Yes. Explanation in small print.
3-2 pitch. Bases.
Here's where you can stand.
You can put on the board. Okay to stand. Okay to stand. Otherwise,
then flash,
if you get
down,
out of your
down.
Seat, if you get out of your seat, you're going to be evicted from the game. It's baseball. It now lasts 4 hours. Sit down. What is wrong with you morons? Sit down. That's the leisurely game. And it's never been more leisurely, by the way.
Yes.
Sit down.
Yeah, pack a lunch.
They try to show some crowd shots from the back. Couldn't see through anybody. Starting in the second inning. And they're doing their chop, too.
Yeah.
I've turned against Atlanta as much as I like Eddie. I want Houston badly to win.
Oh, are you now pulling for Houston?
And no, I'm now pulling for Houston because of the chop.
How do you feel?
Crap.
Now I know that this was the rage, and I knew it would become popular, but how do you feel about World Series games now being started by arbitrary pitchers who you've never heard
yes.
of?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who might last an inning, might last.
Oh, it's terrible. We've talked about it. The great joy of baseball was looking and see who's right. pitching tonight. But I mean,
this is the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, I can grasp
yes.
the opener on July 14th.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can get that.
Yeah, right.
But we're talking about.
Yes.
You know, tonight's marquee matchup.
Even if he's Cy Young Award, you know, Max Fried's been bad, right? But let's say he's pitching okay. Even if it's Cy Young Award candidate Max Fried, if he gets two guys on in the fourth, he's gone.
Right.
He's gone.
But, I mean, we still talk about nostalgically, you know, well, what happened with Jack Morris in Game 7 couldn't happen now. He wouldn't even start the game.
Well, yeah, right. If you didn't have Kelly, not on 3 days rest.
He might not start the game.
They're going to start now. Houston, because they're desperate, is going to start that Garcia on 3 games rest, but with no hope of him going over 3 innings.
Right.
They're not thinking about him going 10.
But, I mean, that pitching matchup was, you know, what, Smoltz
and
against
him,
Black Jack Morris, two Hall of Famers, and now
Jim Lonborg and Bob Gibson.
Do you know that if it happened now, Les Straker starting for the Twins would just be,
No, nobody'd say anything about
it. Sure he's starting.
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know.
I can't get my head around this.
No.
Not for World Series.
Who's pitching? What difference does it make?
Yep.
He won't be there very long.
And you're reading about him, and, you know, the last two games for the Braves, Pat, it's some guy who started 5 games at Double A or something.
Yeah, the kid, Davidson.
Yeah, that's what
last night. No, the day before.
Yeah, the guy that couldn't get out of the first inning.
He pitched his first game in the big leagues on October 1st.
Yes.
And he pitched, counting a couple times in the postseason, he pitched 5. This was his 5th outing. And this Davidson was hurt most of the year, I think.
Yeah.
Right? The lefty that pitched last night.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't, as a baseball fan, I can't comprehend this one.
I guess it wasn't with you that I did my tirade. I'm not sure when it was. It might have been just in a conversation about there is no tradition left. All the great appeal of baseball.
Right.
Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Bob Gibson. There's no tradition left. Tradition has been the geniuses from the Eastern colleges have cleaned all tradition out of baseball. There's no tradition. There's no,
you're right.
There's no dedication. You know, you can go back and do clips of Hank Aaron hitting a home run, but, you know, unless he hit it in his first at bat, which I think he did. He would have had to face a different pitcher. It wouldn't have been the starter.
Right.
You know, Al Downing or whoever it was. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's really hard for me because this is the thing. And
it's hard for me.
And throw in the fact, no access, no, you know, I covered 24 straight World Series. You know, if I was young and ambitious and full of energy, I still wouldn't want to cover it. What good does it do you?
Right.
The game ends at 11:30.
Right.
Central. If you're lucky, you got no, you know, even if you're writing only for online, you really want to be there at 3:30 in the morning?
Right.
And thinking you're writing something that anybody's going to look at? I bet they're beyond the hometown newspapers. I bet there weren't 5 newspapers covering it anymore.
Nor should there
Nobody
be.
Nobody knows. Why would you?
What, the time? The Times?
Did you see
probably,
where we played? Now, this was overkill. But did you see where we played it Saturday, I think? Back page. Like 12-inch AP story.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't blame
you. And there was no notebook because of the crowd.
No.
Saturday. The section was full.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had a loon's advance, but we didn't have the World Series.
But at this point in time, that's probably the right call. That's the incredible thing.
I don't think it's light, right, Carl?
I think your point, though, and this is a more in-depth thing, but I think you're right on this. So baseball history and the significance of that used to be incredibly important, and that tied directly into why baseball stats were so important, as opposed to football. But the East Coasters have made us hate stats because they basically took all the stats that we enjoyed and said, don't pay attention to those. I've got all of these advanced analytics, which to us is just like, okay, it might help you out. But at some point in time, it kills what made the game special.
Somebody asked me what I would do about it. And I said, A, you cannot work in the game if you have a college education unless you show me some very inferior SAT scores and you just paid your way. You just bribed your way into, like, what was her name that paid for her kids to go to Stanford? If some of the actress, Felicity Huffman, yeah.
Yep.
Unless you were one of those kids who had to get bribed to go into school.
Then you can get in?
Then you can get in. No education, no educated people. We want to go
back. I think you're right. East Coast schools, too. Ivy League, you're out, for sure.
No.
And if I haven't heard of your school on the East Coast, you're out because that means it's some school that is way too high.
Dad Levine, I like you. You're an okay guy. But Haverford, no chance.
Yep.
Take a hike.
Yep. Boston College, maybe.
Yeah, BU would be better.
Okay, BU, yes.
I don't even think Ole Miss. Mississippi State? Yes. Okay, we'll take Mississippi State. But, Oklahoma? Yeah, probably. But Oklahoma State, we'll take them. The Sodbuster schools, we'll take them.
Florida? They drink a lot.
Yeah, probably.
They drink a lot.
I don't know what to do.
But
I can guarantee you this. I wrote a soccer column on Worthington just because of what's happened to Worthington ethnically since I was down there. And it's now a soccer. And I looked at the comments, and the comments were, it's great that you have an appreciation for soccer now. No, I don't. This was a story about a community and a soccer team. I still only will go to a soccer game if someone is armed and tells me I have to. I can't stand it, okay? I can't stand it. But
it's fast.
It's fast. That's right.
They get it done with.
It is.
You know how long you're going to be there.
It is 5 years from now. Going to be more popular than baseball if they don't do something.
Well, baseball's in, yes.
Baseball is in, they're going to fall behind hockey.
Yep.
Because of, they both have the same problem that they're just regional.
Yep.
But they're going to fall behind hockey with the networks because one of them fits in a time
there's
slot and the other doesn't it?
Yes. And younger people like hockey. That's the problem is where is the generation of baseball fans?
And, the kids like to play it.
Yeah,
but
sure.
They don't watch it. One of the coaches I was talking to this year.
Can you blame them?
One of the coaches, the kids, now they'll look at a highlight 20 times on their phone.
Yep.
But they're not going to sit and watch the game.
No, and I don't blame them one bit.
No, God, no.
My attention span now, I can barely watch it.
No, the other night they were playing the World Series. And I went upstairs and I said to the bride, you got anything to watch? And there's this masterpiece series that's been on PBS for 8-9 years called Endeavor that we like. And you can look back and see which episodes you missed. So they're hour and a half episodes. And we watched an episode. I came down. It was the seventh inning.
Yep. I know.
I left in the third. It was the seventh. And I still got my full dose of baseball.
When's the last time that you were watching something, turned on the baseball game, and said, geez, that game's going quickly?
Yeah.
It's the bottom of the ninth already. Oh, man, I hope I didn't miss too much.
I wonder if they're going to go seven innings.
They're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't know the clock. I don't know the pitch clock's going to fix it.
Unless they've in the minors, allegedly, it worked pretty good.
Well, they've got it. You're right. The TV piece of this has to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
And you can't eliminate commercials. So what you're going to have to do is trim somehow from the playing time.
It is funny to see the towns involved still going psycho, but you know, that's
yeah, sure.
It, but
and know. There's so much about the game that drives me crazy now. If I am so sick of seeing catchers down on one knee trying to frame pitches. I saw one of the.
I can't even get upset about the idea of an electronic strike zone anymore because that might help the game move along.
Yeah.
If you don't have people trying to steal strikes, you know,
yeah,
then you can throw the ball quicker, right?
Yes, and the art of framing, which, by the way, has been around forever. It's been around for a long time. So like, this is not a new thing. Do you remember, though, there used to be a small group of guys who were really good at it, and they'd suddenly sort of move their glove, and you'd be like, that's pretty good. Now it's literally every pitch, guy catches it and moves it into the strike zone.
Yes.
And I don't mean like suddenly moves. I mean just...
They're trying to pitch to framing.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to make a perfect pitch. It used to be the outer third, the inner third.
Right.
You know, the outer third, you know. Now it's the outer 16th they're trying to hit.
Yes.
You
know, anyway.
I don't know what's going to happen to it. Boy, this has been an upbeat, positive.
It's called Royce Unchained. It's called Royce Unchained. It lived up to its billing.
About, plenty to be unchained about. I guess, hey, the volleyball team won. I went to Timberwolves the other night, first half, crowd all pumped up. And then the second quarter, they kind of go in the tank.
Cat had like 14 then, shots, right?
Yeah. But he was first quarter, Jokic didn't score. After that, it was a mismatch. But you know why I went home? Because I was sitting in the press box there, that little press area,
press table,
and Naz Reid wouldn't sit out.
Oh, Naz stands up the whole time.
Stand up. I couldn't see through him, so I said, I'm going to go home and watch on TV. The hell with it. And then I went
Naz
home.
Naz stands
and,
up a lot.
Then I went home and watched them and the...
You could have done your baseball thing. Hey, Naz, sit down. Naz, Royce, sit the hell down.
Yeah, right. I felt like it. I said, how do we get him to sit down? I said, we don't. I said, well
then you should.
You know, they're all loitering around.
Yeah, I know. Well, now they walk in front of. I don't know when we started this.
They're taking.
Like, they're in front of our table.
You know who we need in this situation? Sid.
Oh,
Sid, and tell Naz to sit down.
Hey,
you
genius.
Get me?
Yeah, you genius. Sit down. Try to watch the game.
We could have used Sid right then. I'm just a big wimp. I went home instead of it.
You talked such a tough game.
And got home and still saw an hour and a half of baseball.
You're going to get all those Braves fans to sit down, and you won't even tell Naz Reid, a backup in the NBA, to sit down.
No, he was blocking. And then somebody has to come over and have a conversation with him while he was standing.
Yes.
So then we got 2 6-foot-10 guys.
Yes. And we're like dapping now. We're dapping the security guards. That's the other thing I don't get. Let's not be dapping the security guards.
They did try to guard somebody. Beverly's a good defender, but they can't shoot.
Yeah, but he's hurt now.
He's
questionable for tonight's game.
You know what it takes to be questionable in the NBA?
Left calf soreness, Patrick.
Yes, right. Right. I was walking to the water thing, and there was a little tiny piece of glass in my foot here. I don't think I'll play for a week.
And they'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Any excuse not to play.
All right, get off to your Monday Night Sports Talk duties.
All right, goodbye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.